Good afternoon. Welcome back to the still alive medium of radio here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. My name is Pete, and this show is called In You All Along, and we'll be bringing you all kinds of interesting and fun musics this week. A few looks back, a few looks ahead. So stay tuned, relax, and ease your way out of the work week.
Morning.
Morning.
What you got then?
Well, there's egg and bacon, egg, sausage and bacon, egg and spam, egg, bacon and spam, egg, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, egg, spam, spam, bacon and spam, 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 egg and spam, 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 baked beans, spam, spam, spam and spam. Oh, lobster thermidor, crevettes with mornay sauce, garnished with truffle pate brandy, and a fried egg on top and spam.
Have you got anything without spam in it?
Well, spam, egg, sausage and spam. There's not got much spam in it.
I don't want any spam.
Why can't you have egg, bacon, spam and sausage?
That's got spam in it.
Not as much as spam, egg, sausage and spam.
Look, could I have egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I don't like
spam. Spam, 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 spam.
Sausage without the spam!
Why not?
It wouldn't be egg, bacon, spam and sausage, would it?
I don't like spam!
Don't make a fuss, dear. I'll have your spam. I love it. I'm having spam, 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 baked beans, spam, spam and spam!
Baked beans are off!
We can have spam instead.
You mean spam, 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 spam!
Honey bun, my lower intestine is full of spam, egg, spam, bacon, spam, 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 my nipple.
Another great Viking victory was at the Green Midget Cafe in Bromley. Once again, the Viking strategy was the same. They sailed from these fjords here, assembled at Trondheim, and waited for the strong northeasterly winds to blow their oaken galleys to England, whence they sailed on May the 23rd. Once in Bromley, they assembled in the Green Midget Cafe. And Spam, selecting a spam, particular spam item from the spam menu, would spam, 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 spam,
Well, well, well. What a nice break this is, isn't it? I know some of you have been tuned in to the radio for days on end. We always like to hear that you're tuned in to the radio, but I think some of you have been listening to unhappiness, dry testimony, speeches, grandstanding. Well, you've tuned into the right place because our grandstanding here is much more sincere, heartfelt, honest, and pure than that going on in our nation's capital. Yes, we are the last best hope for America, Freeform Radio here at WMFO. Some of you might have noticed, some of you, that behind me is the John Philip Sousa March, the Liberty Bell, which many of you will know as the theme song for Monty Python's Flying Circus. But we'll get to that in just a moment. We just heard from the Ruddles, speaking of Monty Python, the offshoot in some ways, and Eric Idle, George Harrison, and I can't even remember who else. Neil Innes, that's right. That's why I played that song. Neil Innes wrote that song, and so much of the music of the Ruddles. That was Shangri-La, of course, their supposedly 1968 single from the 1978 or 79 movie All You Need Is Cash, the mockumentary of a band that was strikingly like the Beatles in every way, except the names were changed and this and that and the other. But Neil Innes, who had written not just the music for the Ruddles and had performed quite a bit of it, also wrote a lot of the music for Monty Python. And Neil passed away, I think, on the 29th of December, and it had been my intention for quite a while to doff my cap, my audio cap here, to Neil Innes. But that's what we've done this week. And to continue the sadness parade, before that, we heard from the Monty Python's Flying Circus 1970 sketch about spam, 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 baked beans and spam, and all the like. That, of course, featuring Terry Jones as the irascible waitress. Terry Jones just passed away a couple of days ago on the 21st of January, one of the original members of the Monty Python troupe. I remember when I was in high school and I didn't really have a whole lot going on my Saturdays, and I would stay up late on public television late at night. They would have Monty Python's Flying Circus, which was, you know, a rare treat. It was really hard to find, and I would record them one by one on my VHS tape. And as soon as I had gotten into this habit, the local PBS station announced they were going to stop showing them. And they had a marathon, and I recorded about six more. And the spam, 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 spam episode was one of them. Later on, of course, it would come to be known, it would come to give rise to the term for junk email. But thank you, Terry Jones. Before that, continuing the death parade, we had Hugh Masekela, who passed away 2 years ago this week with his song African Secret Society from 1974's I Am Not Afraid. I love that song, and I will look for any opportunity to play it. I try not to repeat things too often, but once a year, you know, maybe more, we'll see. But that song, Hugh was a very political musical performer, artist, and that song was in fact a protest against the practice of female genital mutilation, which was common, probably, and it still is common in many parts of the world. We opened this show with the Fabien Vuatu Trio with their song A Walk from 2019, that instrumental track. I came across it someplace by accident recently, and it was beautiful. It just kind of got hooked in and very lilting. And those guys are from the Netherlands, and I don't know anything else about them, but it is 5:28 already. Look at that. Half the time has gone by. Another monumental thing that does not involve death this week is your best friend and mine, the last great hope, the last nice guy in baseball, got his this week, finally. You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Derek Jeter. Finally got into the Hall of Fame on the first try. Eked by, squeaked in, with all but one vote for induction. So, with that said, here's a little set specifically for and about Mr. Jeter, Derek Sanderson Jeter.
Jeter? Not yet. Weaver? Not by herself. Better bring her. Tina Fey Moore. Jeter? Not yet. Don Zimmer and the Mothers of Invention. Brian Cashman and Mike Lovenut. Exit Sandman. Jeter? Not yet. Mike and the Mad Dog. Static Taxi.
Yeah. thing about memories is you're able to pass it along from generation to generation. And although things are going to change next year, we're going to move across the street, there are a few things with the New York Yankees that never change. That's pride, it's tradition, and most of all, we have the greatest fans in the world. And we are relying on you to take the memories from this stadium, add them to the new memories that come at the new Yankee Stadium, and continue to pass them on from generation to generation. So on behalf of the entire organization, we just want to take this moment to salute you, the greatest fans in the world.
So there you go. all you local malcontents that don't like the Yankees and don't think that Derek Jeter is all that. Well, I'm sorry. You guys were just suffering there for a whole three very short songs. Two very short songs and one normal length song. Short set. But you can bear with me. You know I'm a Yankees fan. We just heard from the Thrill Building which is the nom de plume, or whatever you want to call it. What do you call a nom de plume for a recording artist? I don't know. Stage name. It's not really a stage name because I'm not sure this is really a... As a gentleman from New Jersey who now lives in Nashville. I'm trying to find his actual name because I knew it and I forgot it. It's a long week, my friends. It begins on Monday for many of us. Continues all the way through Friday, and then we got those two extra days. Fran Kowalski, that was his name. That is his name. And he's down in Nashville now, but he's a Jersey boy and wrote that song about Derek Jeter's 3,000 hits, a single from 2011. Prior to that, we had something called the Sports Blasters. You find this stuff online. You find the people that are self-publishing this wonderful, amazing, interesting stuff. And you don't always know too much about them. The Sports Blasters, that was their song number two, Derek Jeter, from 2008's The 2008 New York Yankees. Now this, if you are a baseball fan of any kind, is a pretty amazing project, because what do they have here? There are 42 tracks, some of them about multiple players, but most of them about one each of the players from the 2008 New York Yankees. Not just famous names like Derek Jeter or Alex Rodriguez or Johnny Damon or Mariano Rivera, but there are songs in there about Francisco Cervelli, Edouard Ramirez, Ian Kennedy, Morgan Ensberg, all of them. A labor of love to a baseball team. And we opened up that short set with R. Stevie Moore. Another New Jersey guy who moved down to Nashville. The famous R. Stevie Moore, outsider, performer extraordinaire, with his track, Jeter? With a question mark. That's from 2003's Lie at Maxwell's. That's how it's spelled. Lie. Maxwell's, of course, was the home of the Hoboken, New Jersey music scene. A lot of the North Jersey music scene. In any case, there you go. Let's see what we got left here. This is the time of the show. Usually by now I'll look at the clock and it's 5:41. And I'll look, I got 7, 4, I got 11, 12, 13 minutes. So that means I'm going to read you a story, because I got a little story time built in here. What shall we? You can hear me opening up the storybook. You hear it? All that brass behind me. Can't hear the storybook very well. So I'm going to read you a story, this time about blackout emergency preparedness. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's already some other emergency going on. You know, this is the second PSA that recommends that you not cause a second disaster in the midst of one already. In any case, this has been a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational radio, Tufts Safety Radio, I like to think. We're all about safety down here, but we're also about playing you more music. So let's get on to it.
Found somebody new, but that won't stop my loving you.
I just can't let you walk away. Forget the love I had for you.
Guess I could find somebody too. But I don't want no one but you.
How could you leave without regret? Am I that easy to forget?
Before you leave, be sure you find you want his love much more than mine.
I'll just say we have never met. If I'm that easy to forget,
could find somebody too, but I don't want no one but you.
How could you leave without one single regret? Am I that easy to
thank you.
can't say if I'll ever make it back again. I might stay wandering town to town. My home is everywhere. I've never settled in. I'll try to find my place among the sounds. And it doesn't take long to forget where home is. Doesn't take long to forget where home is. I'll take a look inside myself and try to find a plan. But I might overcomplicate it by hope to stand. Cause things get blurry when you're in a hurry to get to somewhere else.
Well, well, well. Here we are at the end of yet another hour. Your escape from the impeachment barrage is over for now. Unless you stay tuned for 2 hours to come of Easy Edge Variety Hour, which I recommend you do. But before that, let me just tell you what you just heard. You just heard from Weather Weapon with their song, Kelly Slater What? A single from 2015. Weather Weapon includes Steph and Jen from The Operators, one of my favorite bands, Gilmore Tamney on guitar and vocals, and Mark Robinson of Teen Beat Records fame. They are playing, I thought this show was next week, it's tonight, as it turns out. They are playing at Once with the Radium Girls Full Moon Farewell Show, the last Radium Girls show with Sister and Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys. Part of that, we heard from Halam George and the Hallelujah Chorus with What's the Plan, a single from 2019. Halam George and the Hallelujah Chorus are playing at the Midway Cafe. They're playing this weekend. They're playing on... They're playing on the afternoon show tomorrow, Saturday, with Soup, Eagle Jesus, and Born Yesterday. And we open up that set, of course, with Lee Hazelwood and Ann Margaret. Always a staple here on In You All Along, Lee Hazelwood, with Am I That Easy to Forget from The Cowboy and the Lady from... I don't know. Anyway, gotta get out of here. Stay tuned for DJ Easy Ed. Thanks for tuning in this week. See you next week here on WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.